Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So if anyone thought that the culture wars were over with the ascendancy of Barack Obama, need only look to the state of California, which passed Proposition 8, a ballot initiative that amends the state's constitution to define marriage as only between a man and a woman. Florida and Arizona passed similar measures. So the question is, where does this leave the gay rights movement? And what about the issue of same-sex marriage as a lightning rod for gay rights? Aaron Hicklin, editor of Out Magazine, joins us now to talk about that. I mean, on the one hand, we're seeing people who go into the voting booth, particularly in California, excited about electing Barack Obama, even in the midst of this record financing of a ballot measure in California. I mean, they raised $70 million or something to debate this proposition. It appears that while in the voting booth, given the chance, you know, I don't think I want to go for that. Lots of African-Americans voted against it. Lots of Barack Obama voters voted against it. And even Barack Obama doesn't explicitly support same-sex marriage. Where does that issue go from here?
Mm-hmm. I'm afraid to say I think that was the case. I think they say what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And there are lessons for us, I think, in terms of, you know, being better organized, being maybe a little smarter. And although I think we all believe that marriage equality, same-sex marriage, is inevitable, and we will get there, and that it is a matter of time, we may have to settle for less. And that's a horrible thing to have to acknowledge. I think many of us felt that California was the great liberal hope, and that we would finally see a ballot initiative of this nature rejected. And I'm afraid we woke up very bitter and disappointed.
Maybe it's the wrong issue, though. I mean, in the beginning of this movement, a lot of people joked, why would you want marriage? I mean, guys, you know, you got it pretty good as it is. Why would you want marriage? I mean, sort of jokingly suggesting that the sort of sitcom problems of traditional marriage are not something you would want to embrace. But then it became a question of parity and equality. Now, maybe the issue, looking at what happened in California, is a sideshow, is a lightning rod that sets back the movement in some way.
I think there is that fear that maybe we should have been more, let's say we should have taken a center ground and been a little more, I guess the issue is civil unions versus marriage.
Right, right.
And I think there are many gay men who would be quite happy to accept civil unions. There are others, among them Andrew Sullivan, a great commentator who's written a lot about gay marriage, who say that unless you have full equality, you're always going to be treated essentially as a second-class citizen. And I think there is a message that's being sent out there that you're not equal. And that's a message that we need to do a lot to diffuse.
Well, let's hear the message from the candidates themselves. This came from the debate in October of this year at Washington University between Joe Biden and Sarah Palin.
No, Barack Obama nor I support redefining from a civil side what constitutes marriage. We do not support that. That is basically a decision to be able to be left to the faiths and people who practice their faith, determination, what you call it. The bottom line, though, is, and I'm glad to hear the governor, I take her at her word, obviously, that she thinks there should be no civil rights distinction, none whatsoever, between a committed gay couple and a committed heterosexual couple. If that's the case, we really don't have a difference.
Is that what you said?
Your question to him was whether he supported gay marriage, and my answer is the same as his, and it is that I do not.
The sort of equating civil union with marriage and sort of putting it to the churches and the people of faith, does that work for you, or is that a dodge?
It doesn't work for me at all, because we don't have separation. We're supposed to have separation of church and state in this country. If government wasn't in the business of marriage, I think it would be a different issue. Unfortunately, government is in the business of marriage, so it can't sidestep the question of giving equality to all its citizens, mm-hmm. as enshrined in the Constitution. And you know, I think one of the important things here is that straight people who meet can have a shotgun wedding in Las Vegas. You know, and it could dissolve the next day. Committed gay relationships, people have been together for 10, 15 years who want to celebrate their love and their relationship to each other in front of their friends and families and get married, which is a word essentially about, as far as I'm concerned, love, can't do that.
And you and I were speaking before we started this segment, Aaron, and when you take a look at it, about half of the states in the United States have changed their constitution to ban gay marriage, yet you have some states that have voted down banning. And you said you thought it was perhaps an issue of dialogue and the strategy of those who are seeking these or seeking amendments,
right,
or pushing amendments that are backing gay rights.
I think one of the, I don't want to say mistakes, but one of the, failings, I think, of this campaign in California was perhaps not to make the connection more clearly with civil rights battles in the past, none of which ultimately were decided by referenda, but were decided legislatively, by the Supreme Court. Roe v. Wade, Brown versus the Board of Education, those were critical civil rights cases. And if we left this, if we left those up to the to public referenda, we wouldn't have been in the place we are today in terms of our progressive culture. And I think the same goes for gay rights. We need to frame them in those terms.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, with the fact that these are now amended constitutions, is a real step in the tar pit. I mean, it's going to be very hard to reverse this in terms of either a court challenge or a referendum to try to reverse it. But it's an interesting challenge going forward. Thanks so much for coming down.
Thank you.